Well, one thing I've been spotlighting all week since the governor announced yet another economic shutdown of this state is what it means for the business owners. I talked to a gym owner yesterday. I talked to a restaurant owner a couple of days ago. Today, I have another restaurant owner, Scott Perry, runs Toscano's Italian Kitchen with his family out in Monroe, a fine place that I visited about a year ago now, and Scott joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Scott, good to talk to you again, sir.
Dory, nice to talk to you, too, and I appreciate what you're doing for the community. It's nice to have you back on the air, and we all appreciate what you're doing to help small business get attention in this tough environment. We're very thankful for that.
Well,
I've been in this business for 35 years, and I've never seen like this.
So tell me, when you say you've never seen anything like this, tell me how significant this is, because I know that this is a family business. I know that you have a lot of people you employ. How tough is this?
It's crushing. My wife and I, we're 63 and 62. We will survive this, but we have 40-some employees that count on our leadership every day to run a successful business so they can generate revenue to pay for their cell phone and their food and their daycare. And I think the most crushing part for us is to see these wonderful people who have been with us 5, 10, 15, 20-year employees struggling and crying and so worried and so stressed about how what the go-forward looks like. That's, I think, the hardest part for my wife and I is to watch our employees, similar to watching our friend who owns Mauro, your friend who owns Asagio, listing him in tears the other day. It made my wife and I well up, knowing how hard he has worked, too, for 28 years, and to think he may lose everything. It just breaks our heart.
And when you get this dictate from Jay Inslee, how is it communicated to you, Scott? I mean, do they work with you? Do they find out if restaurant? Because I haven't seen any data that suggests that restaurants are contributing to any spread of coronavirus. So I don't quite understand why they're crushing your industry if there's no data to support it.
I don't understand that either. Data Daddy, as you refer to Jay, cannot support this either. Anton, the head of our restaurant association, thinks or basically documents there's less than 1% of COVID cases that can be directly traced back to a restaurant or bar operation. 1%. Show us the data daddy, because we would like to reopen and be in business and employ people and support the state with revenues. But data daddy has come up with some smoke and mirror statistic. I'm not sure where it's coming from, Dory, but we do not believe it. And I think most of the people in this community are starting to not believe it.
Well, has he come up with statistics that indicate why he needs to shut down restaurants? Have they shown you any stats that back that up in any way?
No, they have not. And we have not seen anything. We even watched the Seattle Times. We were looking at the Seattle Times yesterday. My wife was showing me some data last night. You know, the cases are up, but the hospitalizations are down. And people are maybe walking around asymptomatic, but people are not dying. What is it, 99.8% or 6% of people don't die from COVID? And yes, people have lost loved ones, and yes, it is tough on people, but for the love of God, people are not dying at that rate. It's 99.6% of the people live through this, especially the younger people, 20, 30, 40, 50-year-olds. They're doing great. And they're taking those folks out of our business. They're taking those folks off of our employment rolls. I cannot believe he is doing this. The hypocrisy, it just crushes me. I can't even believe this.
You have, like you said, about 40 employees. You have a big payroll. Obviously, when you get into a business like this, you care deeply about your employees. Tell me some of the personal human stories, both for you and your wife as business owners and for your employees who can't get a paycheck right now.
Well, last time during the COVID shutdown, my wife and I went and gave thousands of dollars away of our personal income, not income, but savings to help support support our employees through the tough times. We paid people's rents. We helped pay for people's food. We fed people when they came in the restaurant. We bought thousands of dollars of gift cards at Fred Meyer and gave them out. My son, the general manager, went to his own savings account and withdrew a couple thousand dollars and handed out $100 bills to these people. He's 25 years old. This is what we do, and this is what business owners do. They're conservative, they're caring, they're thoughtful, and they're generous. And I assure you, or your friend at Azaggio does the same thing. We as business owners support the people that have worked so hard for us to make our brand vibrant and successful.
And
now at Christmas time, Dory, this is the worst time Jay could do this, and to pull the plug in a matter of 48 hours, and the stress that he is causing us, we've not slept for many nights, Kathy, and I've not slept well because of the stress that he's put on and the uncertainty. And then to manage the hypocrisy that goes with this, it just makes us sick.
When you say hypocrisy, where do you think they're being the most hypocritical?
Well, it's even like watching the governor in California, you know, out at a restaurant with 12 people. It's watching.
Right.
It's watching our government people doing what they asking us to get in line and shut up and doing something different on their own. It's looking at the people without allowing protests in Seattle. That of course they're peaceful protests, right?
No,
not
yeah.
riots, but yeah. It's allowing all of those things to go on. What's good for you is not good for me, and you get in line and shut up. That's all I want you to do, like sheep. We want to run the levers of control, and it's absolutely terrifying to see what they're doing.
So what does this mean for you, Scott? I mean, how long can you weather this shutdown storm?
Well, my wife and I have worked very hard for 35 years in this business, story, and we have any money that's come in, we've paid off debt. We're one of the very fortunate people through hard work and financial discipline. We own our building. We own the fixtures and furnishings. We own the inventory. But we're very unusual in this business because most people are paying a very big rent factor. And, of course, as you know, all the other operating costs to run a business, that's what's taking people out, is having to continually pay. They have the big rent factor to pay. We don't. We've got to manage our property taxes and overhead expenses and labor. So we will survive this. But it brings me to tears to think of so many of my friends and so many people who have given up everything in their life to run a business and live the American dream, which, by God, I'm so thankful we've been able to do. You know, we will make this, but most business, I bet you 50, 60% of the restaurants will vaporize, Dory.
Yeah,
and it's crushing for our economy. And the thing, Dory, that really bothers me, too, is to listen to our governor, to listen to him bloviate on TV. He loves to be on TV, but to listen to him talk about all the sacrifices that we need to make, right? You and I and all the other business owners and wonderful people in our community. Why haven't they slashed state budgets? Why haven't they gone through and made cuts to our expenses for the state of Washington, fully knowing the revenues drop significantly? We've had to slash and burn at our business like everybody does. The governor has done nothing to cut expenses in this state. Nothing. And that is very frustrating as a business owner. We're paying B&O tax on revenue that we make no money on because of our sales have sagged. The governor doesn't make any cuts to his budget.
Well,
and it's wrong.
Not only that, Scott, but the budget is going up this year. And he said that they are going to have to make draconian cuts because their increase is not going to be as big as he would have liked. That is what government considers a draconian cut, to not increase government as much as they would love to do.
makes you want to scream, because that's exactly right. A cut to them is not taking the automatic increase.
Right.
It's just terrible. And what about the other, in business, we unfortunately fire people that don't perform. Why in God's name is that lady still running, the super fundraiser, Democratic donor, why is she still employed as the head of the unemployment department? I mean, how does this happen, Dory? I don't get this. I mean, she should have been terminated a long time ago, and that $500-600 billion that we've lost needs to be found, and then people that are out of work again need to get their checks quickly and not wait 2 and 3 months.
Oh, man. Scott, you make so many great points. Well, I'm really sorry for what you, your employees, and all your fellow business owners are going through right now. And I'm glad to hear that you're going to hang in there, because I still have to come out there and get that lasagna one of these days.
Oh, yeah, that eight-layer. And, you know, we need to get Coach Bumpkus back in there, too. And you guys are real nice people. And, again, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for what you're doing in this community. We're so thankful you returned after that short vacation.
Yes, what a vacation.
Stay tough, Dory.
You do the same, Scott. It's really great talking with you. We'll stay in touch, okay?
All right. Anytime. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's Scott Perry. He owns Toscano's Italian Kitchen out in Monroe. And, yeah, we went there before a Monroe High School football game a year ago. And it's a fantastic place and wonderful people. And I should have asked if they're still doing takeout, because you got to patronize businesses like that. They probably are. So love to hear your thoughts on what you just heard. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. My vacation. And we'll be back with lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.